Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're talking about something in the guide series that we've been gearing up to all this time, and that is the benefits of resistance training. But before we do that, I wanted to remind you of some opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, the most important thing that you can do for yourself to make sure that you get every single episode and all the information that we provide is to go ahead and either hit the subscribe or follow button. Go ahead and do that right now so that you are guaranteed to not only get our next episode, but all the episodes to come. And then secondly, if you're listening along and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I really could use some help figuring out what the missing pieces of the fat loss puzzle are for me, then go ahead and look in the show notes below, schedule a lifestyle audit. We'll just have a short conversation about what's going on, what your goals are, how long you've been working towards them, what you've tried, and how you can get there more efficiently so that you can start seeing those results as soon as possible. And with all that being said, let's get right into the show. And as I've already mentioned, what we're talking about today is resistance training. Now, this is something that people usually try to either avoid, or if they do it first, they kind of jump in too far and kind of overdo it. And so that's the reason why we haven't brought it up until this point. Up until this point, we've been focused on getting the right foods in the right amounts and having the right mindset around all of the nutrition when it comes to getting in the best shape of your life. And the reason we haven't talked about resistance training up to this point, even though it is so important, is that before you get that going, you need to make sure that you're fueling your body with the things that it needs in order to make the resistance training effective. For example, we'll just go super basic here, and that is that if you're not eating enough protein, protein is the building block of muscle. And what you're trying to do with resistance training is, of course, strengthen and build muscle. And so if you're not dialed in on getting enough protein, it would kind of be like hiring a construction crew only to not give them the tools that they need in order to build what you're asking them to build. It'd be like hiring them, say, hey, build a house. And then all of a sudden you're not giving them any supplies. Neither are you giving them the funds in order to go get the supplies. And so you've hired these guys. They're standing around. You've told them that you want to build a house. You've given them the signal that they should build a house, but yet they're unable to, because they don't have the supplies that they need in order to do it. And that's kind of like resistance training without nutrition. It'd be like sending the signal to the body, hey, I want you to build muscle, but if you're under eating or you're not eating the right combinations of foods and the right amounts of foods, then what you're doing is you're telling your body, hey, I want you to build muscle, but I'm not gonna give you what you need in order to do it. I'm not gonna give you any of the supplies. And so that's why we haven't talked about it up until this point. But now that we've talked about the food and the mindset and the nutrition, now we do have the opportunity to jump into resistance training. And so first, let's talk about why resistance training is even important in the first place. And I've talked about this in other episodes, but it's super important for longevity, for disease prevention, for all kinds of things in our modern life. It is in our best interest that we have muscle. And the reason for this is I want you to think about your daily life. Think about the fact that you get up out of bed, you get ready for work, then on your way to work, you're sitting in a car, you get out of your car, you go into your office building, you sit at a desk, then you get up from your desk after 8 hours of sitting at that desk, you make your way back to the car, and again, you're sitting in your car, making your way back home, and usually what do you do then? Will you make dinner? And then you sit on the couch to relax and unwind and kind of disconnect your brain. And then you're sitting for the rest of the night. And so if you really think about modern life, we really are not doing that much activity. And so what happens is that we're eating food, which we should be, as we've already talked about in previous episodes, you should not be avoiding food. However, we're also not challenging our body in any way. We're not asking it to be strengthened. So we've already talked in this episode about what would happen if we did resistance training without nutrition. Well, modern life is kind of the opposite of that, in that a lot of times we're going to be eating food, but yet we're not going to be doing anything that tells the body what to do with those resources. And so then it kind of snowballs. In modern life, it really is a combination of both of those things. And for most people, they are neither eating the right foods, nor are they moving. So they're not fueling their body correctly. And even if they were, they're not sending any kind of signal to the body to tell it what to do with that food. And so, of course, what does your body do? Well, your body goes, well, let's think about my daily activity. What do I need? Because that's what your body is designed to do. It is designed to take care of you, to evaluate the inputs that you've been giving it, and then to adapt to maximize for the absolute best outcome. Well, we've already talked about the fact that in modern life, you're sitting an awful lot. And so one of the things that your body is going to do is it's going to say, okay, we do not need muscle. And it's going to start removing muscle. It's going to begin to atrophy. We've all heard this before, right? If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And so because modern life is not set up in a way that we're using our muscles on a daily basis, we end up losing it. And so then your body has to do something with the energy that it's getting, right? And so what does it more often than not do? It more often than not stores that extra energy as fat instead of building muscle. And so one of the most important things we can do for fat loss is build muscle, because we are sending the signal to the body that when we feed it, those resources are not to go to fat storage, but instead those resources are supposed to go into building muscle. And so building muscle and strength training becomes one of the most important safeguards that we can have against the modern life. Which brings us to number two, what kind of strength training should I be doing? And I really do feel bad for a lot of people out there because they're really trying to make improvements. They're really trying to do the right thing, but there's so much noise, right? And a lot of workout programs will include weights, but they will not be proper strength training. So I want you to think about a strength training routine and what comes to mind. Now, hopefully, what comes to mind is that you're focusing on heavy resistance training. And again, some people say, you know what? I'm too old to do heavy resistance training. You know what? Don't think of it that way. Don't think of it like a bodybuilder or somebody lifting 300 pounds, because heavy resistance training is different for everybody. Let's say, for example, you have somebody who's 95 years old. Now, that's an extreme example. And I tend to use extreme examples for sake of illustration because I'm not going to offend anybody. But let's say you have somebody that's 95 years old. For them, heavy resistance training might look like getting up out of a chair and walking around several times a day, because at that age, that's heavy resistance training. But heavy resistance training is moving an object in a way that is challenging for you, not in a way that destroys you, right? And a lot of times I see fitness influencers online saying things like, you know what, I'm writing all these workouts and I'm preparing them. And they have this like maniacal laugh and they say, I'm writing these things to destroy my clients. And I kind of understand where they're coming from in that they're just marketing, right? And they're trying to communicate that, hey, I do write effective programs. That's what they're trying to communicate. But in reality, writing things that destroy your clients is not going to be helpful for them, because it's not going to allow them to adapt. It's just going to damage them to the point where they have to heal. But anyways, I got sidetracked there a little bit. We'll move back to the idea of overdoing it and the fact that you want to put yourself in a position to adapt and not to just be in a position to heal. But anyways, hopefully what you think about when you think about proper strength training is you think about heavy resistance training that focuses on foundational movements like the squat, the overhead press, the deadlift, the barbell row, and those kinds of movements. If you are using a resistance training program and it doesn't incorporate those movements, then I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's probably not that effective. The more creative, the more wild, the more jumping around, the more like combination moves you're doing, probably the less effective your routine is going to be. And so first, when you think about resistance training, you want to think about proper resistance training that focuses on those foundational movements and is heavy resistance training that will send the signal to your body that it needs to adapt by getting stronger. Which brings us back to what I briefly mentioned and kind of got sidetracked a little bit with earlier. And that is that when you engage in this exercise, you want to do it to the intensity that it's difficult, but not that you feel like broken, right? You don't want to feel destroyed afterwards. You want to walk away from your resistance training thinking to yourself, you know, that was challenging, but I feel proud that I did it and my body feels good. You feel good and challenged. And maybe the next day, instead of feeling sore, this is kind of what I look for, is that I don't look for me being sore. That's not the measure of success. Actually, if I wake up and can kind of barely get out of bed, I know I overdid it. But if I wake up the next day and I'm like, you know what? I'm not really sore, but I kind of can feel that I did something yesterday. I feel a little bit tender, but I really kind of have to search for that tenderness and search for it and really be conscious about it, but I wouldn't really notice it otherwise. And the reason why this is important is because you want to put yourself in a position where your body gets the signal to adapt. And if you do too much, if you go too intense, what happens is that your body breaks down to the point where it can recover, of course, but instead of adapting by getting stronger, it just heals and brings you back to the same place you were. And so that's all the resources it has to do. If you break your body down too far, all it has the resources to do is to heal you so that you can kind of move on and be the same. And that's not what we want. We want to bring it to a point where it's challenged so that it's encouraged to adapt, but not that it's broken down to the point where it can only heal and not improve. Because of course, we want strength gains and we want improvements. And lastly, you might be thinking to yourself, well, what does any of this have to do with fat loss? And this is actually super, super important when it comes to fat loss, especially as we said in the beginning, when it comes to the modern life. In the modern world, we're barely moving. And one of the things that determines how much food we can eat without putting on fat is our base metabolic rate. And we've already talked about it in previous episodes. However, if this is the first episode you ever listened to, the base metabolic rate is the amount of calories that your body burns in order to keep you alive. And the more muscle we have, the faster our base metabolic rate is. In other words, the more muscle we have, the faster our metabolism is, even though we're sitting at a desk all day. And when it comes to the modern lifestyle, that's the ideal situation. That if you have to be inactive because of your job, we need to do exercise that is efficient, that will keep our metabolism roaring and ready to go so that we don't put on fat and so that we can perform outside of work, right? It becomes important for our quality of life as well, not just for fat loss. Because when you're outside the office, because you've built stamina, you've built muscle, you're fueling appropriately, now you have the ability to run around the park with your kids without feeling winded and embarrassed. You have the ability to go fishing and to haul in the biggest fish in the lake. You have the ability to do things that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do. And of course, that contributes back to not just fat loss, but your general quality of life as well. And that's not even to mention the positive effects that all of those things have in keeping off not just fat, you're able to reduce cardiac disease, you're able, again, as we've mentioned in a previous episode, you're able to increase the capacity of your body to store glycogen, which means that when you're eating sugar or something that might spike your insulin, that the insulin does its job in driving those sugars and those carbs into your muscles. Without having a large enough muscle capacity, your insulin has nowhere to drive those carbs, and it just produces this negative feedback loop and eventually leads to diabetes if we overconsume carbs and sugars without doing the work of retaining and building muscle. And even that, right? Muscle has been proven to have cognitive benefits as well. I mean, the benefits of building and having and keeping muscle are innumerable when it comes to your health. And so resistance training is super important. And with all those benefits, Again, you might say to yourself, well, why haven't we talked about this sooner in the guide series? And it's because in order for your resistance training to be effective, your nutrition needs to be dialed in and in place so that your body has the materials that it needs in order to produce the result that you're looking for. And with all that being said, I hope I have convinced you to participate in resistance training. And if you need any help getting started, feel free to schedule that lifestyle audit. Again, it is totally free, totally zero pressure. All you get during that time is a time to discuss with me what's going on, how you can best meet your goals, and give you some direction on how you can get there faster. And if you've been following along in this series and you do have your nutrition dialed in, go ahead, go out there, grab your barbell, and start seeing results today. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.